What's going on? It's 10 with Conversational Skills, the podcast for people by a person just trying to open and continue the dialogue we need. So this week, I wanted to kind of just like talk about music, oddly enough. I've been having like a good couple days, like the past like 3 or 4 days have just been like really good. And it kind of started out like not so great just because I kind of had like a revelation about something, but I've really been, you know, tapping into God and tapping into my faith and tapping into myself of like really trying to like get down to the bottom and get down to the root of the matter of some things that I've noticed that are like wrong in my life, you know? And in that, I've kind of experienced pure joy, which is kind of new for me. I'm not used to, like, I have joyous moments, yes, but it's usually while I'm doing something. It's usually when I'm, you know, like working or photographing or, you know, PAing or hanging out with my friends or being like hanging out with my family or talking or whatever. But recently, like within the past couple days, like I've been finding myself being completely joyous by myself, which I'm like, dude, like, this is awesome. Like, people feel like this all the time. Like, yeah, I'm definitely going to need some of this for sure. and a lot of it, I'm not saying that it all stems from music, but I've noticed that like music does kind of help set the tone for some things for me. You know, I have a musical background. Like all of my families are musicians. You know, like my dad played piano, my mom sings, my brother does everything. You know, I grew up singing, and you know, I've dabbled in instruments, and so like I'm very immersed in music. Like I love music. I love all kinds of music, for the most part. And I'm just an appreciator of music, especially like music from other cultures and other countries. And, you know, I'm always looking for new artists. But I've noticed that, like, you know, music has a huge impact on memory. You know, I watched this documentary like a long time ago. I'm sure it's on YouTube. Kind of talking about that, of how music can trigger, music and arts can trigger memories, especially like people with Alzheimer's and people with dementia, and older people. And it was incredible, because I mean, obviously, like, the, you know, they start off the interview just kind of like asking like normal basic questions, like, you know, like, what year were you born, what's your name, do you have kids, were you ever married, just kind of like basic stuff. And some of them, like, their mental capacity had gotten so bad that like some of those basic questions they couldn't answer. They didn't remember if they had kids. They may have remembered that they were married, but didn't know how long or who it was. You know, sometimes they didn't know what, you know, what occupation they were doing and like things like that, you know. But then they would play a song from the era that they, you know, like came up in, like, you know, either in the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. And literally their memories would come flooding back of just being like, oh yeah, like I remember this day, like it was, you know, it was sunny outside, I remember the smell and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, that is incredible, just from like listening to a song, because it invokes emotion, you know what I mean? Art is supposed to invoke emotion, you know what I mean? Whether good or bad, that's always up to the artist of how he wants, you know, the audience to react, or how they want the audience to react. But it like, that's kind of the purpose of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to provoke an emotion within you. And recently, just the music I've been choosing to listen to, you know, I've been listening to a lot of gospel music. It's been coupled with the revelation that I've kind of had within myself. It's caused me to just be affected differently by music, you know. I made like a morning playlist, you know, per my therapist's suggestion. And literally the last song on there is, it's 7 songs. The last song on there is Hosanna by Kirk Franklin. And it was something that like, I literally haven't listened to that song in like years. Like it literally has been like 10 years or something like that, probably more than that. And it came to mind because I was like, what's a gospel song that I know makes me happy? That's like upbeat, that makes me happy, that I have good memories. And that song kind of came to mind. And the reason being was that like my brother and I, excuse me, I know during our PK days, you know, I grew up dancing, and you know, my brother would entertain me, so he would, you know, dance with me. He's good. He's a good dancer. And we were having some sort of like event, grand opening or something like that for our church, and you know, they asked us to dance. And so we choreographed this piece to that song, to Hosanna by Kirk Franklin. And it was just so much fun. I just remember having so much fun being there with all of those people, kind of sharing our craft and being there to worship God with our gifts and with our bodies. And just as such a like powerful and impactful way. You know, I remember what I wore that day. I remember seeing my brother right next to me. I remember like minutes before we were about to go up, some woman like passed out in the pews. You know, there's video of it. So I like have my like firsthand experience coupled with my like secondhand experience of like, you know, seeing the recording. And I just remember being so happy and being so joyous. And like the past couple of days, I've been like dancing around the house and dancing around in church, like just kind of being in my own world and just kind of like letting music move me. And it's just been really incredible. It's been really nice to just be in a good place, because I'm not often, I don't find myself in good places often. And when I do, I want to enjoy it, you know what I mean? And I've really been enjoying it. And you know, I live with one of my friends from Maryland, and she, you know, she recently got diagnosed with hearing loss. She's not completely deaf, but like she, you know, she's very hard of hearing. You know, like she can hear kind of, but like it's like she has to like read lips, and she's constantly, you know, we from Baltimore, so she's constantly like huh which is hilarious for me. But you know, and so I realized that like I can't take my love of music and my auditory senses for granted, you know what I mean? Because not everyone is lucky enough to really have that experience. You know, I know that the deaf community can enjoy music in other ways, you know, vibrations of the bass and the drums and, you know, sign language, so they can, you know, join in with the lyrical side of things. But to completely be immersed in music is a completely different experience that they may or may not really know what they're missing, you know what I mean, depending on if they like lost their hearing over time or if, you know, they were always deaf, you know. But I kind of was, you know, I say all that to say that like don't take the little baby things for granted, you know. Like I'm obviously not someone that's like super gung-ho about like necessarily being alive, but like I don't take the fact that I am here lightly, and I don't take it for granted. And obviously that if God hasn't taken me out of this earth now, that I'm supposed to be here and I still have a purpose and he still has a plan for me, and he wants great things for me, and he wants to anoint me and bless me so I can anoint and bless other people, you know. And it's great. It's great. And it's awesome. And, you know, shout out to my friend. Her name is Bree. She's actually currently in the market for some hearing aids. So if y'all want to like go slide her some money, hit me up. I'll definitely give you her Instagram and her Venmo and her PayPal. Because, I mean, those hearing aids are so freaking expensive. They're like $3,000 for one, which is absolutely asinine. And oddly enough, insurance companies don't cover it. Which is stupid, which is a whole other conversation for another day. We will get back to that another day. But yeah, just, I don't know, man. Don't take things for granted. Don't take the little stuff for granted. Be grateful for something. You know, you can find something to be grateful for. Even if you have nothing, you can find something to be grateful for. And I'm really learning that and really trying to like have a better, higher spirit, have more of a heart of gratitude and have a heart of thanksgiving, because I know that there are a lot of things that I do take for granted, and I don't want to waste any more time not being thankful and recognizing the blessings that are over my life. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is 10 with Conversational Skills. Have a blessed day.